Report, Google signs classified AI deal with Pentagon. By Lucas Nolan on April 28, 2026. Google has joined other major technology companies in signing an agreement with the Department of War to provide AI models for classified government operations, according to a report from The Information. The Information reports that the agreement positions Google alongside OpenAI and Elon Musk's xAI as tech giants supplying AI models for classified Pentagon use. The Information reported citing a person familiar with the matter. Under the terms of the deal, the Pentagon is authorized to use Google's AI technology for any lawful government purpose. Classified networks handle a wide range of sensitive government work, including mission planning and weapons targeting. The Pentagon signed agreements worth up to $200 million each with major AI labs in 2025, including Anthropic, OpenAI, and Google. Reuters had previously reported that the Pentagon had been pressuring leading AI companies such as OpenAI and Anthropic to make their tools available on classified networks without the standard restrictions they typically apply to users. According to the Information report, Google's agreement requires the company to assist in adjusting its AI safety settings and filters at the government's request. The contract includes specific language stating that the parties agree that the AI system is not intended for, and should not be used for, domestic mass surveillance or autonomous weapons, including target selection, without appropriate human oversight and control. However, the agreement also specifies that it does not grant Google the authority to control or veto lawful government operational decision-making, the report added. This portion of the agreement is in response to the Pentagon's fight with Anthropic, which attempted to put its own guardrails on the Pentagon's usage. A Google spokesperson confirmed the company's involvement with government agencies across both classified and non-classified projects. "We believe that providing API access to our commercial models, including on Google infrastructure, with industry standard practices and terms, represents a responsible approach to supporting national security," a spokesperson for Google told Reuters. The spokesperson also emphasized that the company remains committed to the consensus that AI should not be used for domestic mass surveillance or autonomous weaponry without appropriate human oversight. The Pentagon has stated it has no interest in using AI to conduct mass surveillance of Americans or to develop weapons that operate without human involvement, but wants any lawful use of AI to be allowed. The company's new contract with the Pentagon comes amid widespread protest by its leftist employees. The Hill reports that an open letter signed by more than 600 employees urges the company not to work with the Pentagon on AI. The clash between conservatives and leftist Silicon Valley giants that have built empires on their anti-military attitudes and resistance to supporting our warfighters is one of the primary themes of the instant bestseller by Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall. Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and the Race to Control AI. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Read more at Reuters here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.